app only. Today FM. We'll all be there. So tune in from 5 p.m. on Today FM for the Adult Toy Show. That sounds weird. It's 2 minutes past two. Highs of 7 to 10 degrees. Today FM News. We'll have more at 3.
So Matt Cooper's reviewing sex toys after four, is he? What's going on there? What's the plan? What's the deal?
I don't believe there's any sex toys on the list. I had written...
Do you have a list? Is there a list there?
I have, off the top of my head, there's two coffee machines being reviewed.
What are you doing with a coffee?
Weird session,
kind of
yeah.
I would have a coffee machine in the bedroom.
Pamela Joyce niche. Was looking
it's like one of those Nespressos. It's the one with the pods, is it? Little pods.
There was one Nespresso. There was another very more complicated and more expensive one.
Right.
Pamela Joyce was looking at a pizza oven.
Whoa. Hang on.
It's Ray Foley. Playing the music you love all afternoon on Today FM.
You all right, Ray?
What?
I'm fine. I'm grand. I love the old moan. The old moan for when I'm starting my broadcast.
Ray Foley. It's Ray Foley. Ah. The music you love all afternoon on Today FM.
Ireland, good day. How are you? Ray here. JP's over there.
How are you?
Orla Orman's in the house.
Hello.
Give us an old whinge there as well, Orla. That's how people respond when they hear the show starting at 2 p.m. Or a no. A good solid no is good as well.
No! God!
Ladies and gentlemen, Ray Foley back in the afternoons, Today FM.
No! God!
Oh, okay.
No! God! Please, no! 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 No!
So someone took that. That's your man from The Office. Michael Scott or what's the actor's name?
Steve Carell.
Steve Carell. Look at her jumping in. She was dying to get it all. Steve Carell.
I was just moving in my seat.
Steve Carell in The Office shouting no.
No! God! No! God, please, no! 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 No!
So someone went and put it to music.
Oh, lovely.
No! God! No! God, please, no! No! No!
And then they make a whole song out of it.
Perfect. No! God!
This is amazing.
No! God, please, no! 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 No, God! No, God, please, no! 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 No, God! No, God, please, no! 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 No, God! No, God, please, no! 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 No!
Oh, my God! Thank you so much!
Tag me on Insta or send it to me on DM. I'll play them on the radio.
Today FM's
cash machine.
€70,251.50. Evans versus JXL. A little less conversation, a little more action, please. That's what we're all about here on the Ray Foley little broadcast. 2 to 4:30. We're all about a little less the conversation and much more the action. We're actioning some radio this afternoon. Hello there. The gang's all here, by the way.
Hey.
Oh, man. So I went to the gym yesterday for the first time in 3 years, like proper gym workout. I was telling you about that yesterday, F45. And I'm only 42. But they still let me in. They didn't ID me or anything. I snuck in. I said, I've got a friend in sight. So I went to F45 yesterday and I'm absolutely crippled.
You're not moving too freely, no.
I am crippled today. Woke up at 3 o'clock in the morning. Woke up at 12, first of all. And I had a dream where I was asleep. I was looking at myself asleep. And the me that was asleep in the dream went, ah. and that woke me up. I did that in real life.
And then when I did wake up, I was in pain. The whole body was in pain. So I was, can't be dealing with this exercise thing. Do you know what I need to do, actually? For the sake of my own health, I need to not exercise. Yeah. I need to stay on the couch and drink from 5 p.m.
Exercise is for, like, professional athletes.
This is it, yeah. Doctors have said for years, less movement, less exercise.
Take it easy, man.
It's not good for your cardiovascular system to be energetic in any way. Junior Cert results day today well. Junior Cert results day today. Oh, lads. I tell you, we got the Junior Cert, getting the results today. Oh, Jesus, guys, what are we going to do? We got so the nervous. Results today. I was so nervous. We're going to get the Junior Cert. What did I get?
Do you remember?
I think I do. I think what my... I did really well in my... I did all right in my Leaving Cert, but I did really well in my Junior Cert. And for the entire 2 years at the time... because I didn't do transition year. For the 2 years between Junior Cert and Leaving Cert, I would constantly tell people what I got. I think I got two A's and like seven B's.
Yeah, don't worry, the Leaving Cert's in the bag. Check out the results from the Junior Cert, it's fine.
Two A's, seven B's.
There you go.
And then when the Leaving Cert results came in, I wanted to stick with the Junior Cert results. I would still be inclined to, when people say, how did you get on in your exams? I'd still give them the Junior Cert ones. I'm still actually dining out. Mm. I mean, when I applied for this job,
Junior Cert results.
I gave them my Junior Cert results. Two A's and seven B's, I said.
What were the A's in?
Oh, rubbish. Art and something, maybe geography or something. It was very soft stuff, yeah. How did you get on Ord Ormond in your Junior Cert, do you remember?
I got one A, six B's, two C's and a D.
A D?
Yeah.
What the hell was that? How did you get a D in your Junior Cert?
Drinking heavily?
I got a D in maths. I begged to do ordinary level maths and I wasn't allowed.
It was on Honours D, though.
It was an Honours D,
sorry.
That's
fine. In recognition today, as I always do on both Leaving Cert Day and Junior Cert Day, shout out to the mammies. You're legends. Any mammies want to get on the radio today, text or WhatsApp 0874 100 102. I'd say your transition, your kid would be like, don't, ma'am, don't. Ma'am, don't text into him. He'll read it out. Ma'am, don't. Ma'am, do. Come on, because we want to celebrate you. This is your achievement more than your offspring's. This is all about you. You did this. You got it. You did it, babes. Send me a WhatsApp or a voice note, 0874 100 102, celebrating the mams on this Junior Cert results day. And praying for the mams on this Junior Cert results night.
This is a dad's free zone. Is that what we're saying?
The dad's probably have
minor role.
A secondary role. Okay. Mams or dads, if you want to embarrass your child, we get you on the radio. Record it in on WhatsApp if you like, a voice note. 0874 100 102. Embarrass your baby. It's Embarrass Your Baby on Today FM. 0874 100 102. You want to get on? I'll give them a shout out. You know what, actually? If you were a thoughtful transition viewer, if you're not already on the beer, why don't you record a voice note and tell your mam you love her? Wouldn't that be nice? She's been stressing all year for you, you little sod. 0874 100 102. We'll do that in a couple of minutes. Roll call coming up as well. What's going on with you today? This is your show. It's my show too. Arctic Monkeys on Today FM. Arctic Monkeys. I bet you look good on the dance floor today, FM, playing the music you love. Hello there, Ray Foley in. Now let's do a roll call, actually. Ray's here. JP.
Ancha.
Orla Orman.
Ancha.
And Ray and JP, can you please say congratulations to Owen on the results of his junior certificate today and say enjoy yourself with your friends off out later today from Patricia. Love the show. Hey, lots of love. And Owen, congratulations, sir.
We're so proud of you, our big boy. You're a big boy now. You're going off out into the world and we're so proud of you, Owen.
Don't go mad tonight now.
Owen, listen, just text me. Text me, because, listen, I'll text you when I'm going to bed and I'll let you know I've left the light on for you and there's water beside the bed for you. Love you.
Love heart emoji. And maybe some kind of a teddy. A monkey. What's this? Is there a loving monkey emoji? Some kind of... look at... I can say, give a chance to happy 8th birthday to my son Jake from mom and dad and sister Harley. He'll be listening in the car on his way home from school after two. Thanks from Danielle. So in that case, shout out to Jake, 8 years old today. Happy birthday, dude. On show, Raymond, further to your question yesterday about Moët versus Moët champagne. Well, we found out it's Moët. Moët.
Moët.
Is it Sriracha or sriracha sauce. That's a good one. And I was asking as well about doner and doner kebabs.
Yeah.
My other half swears the first R in sriracha is silent. Ructions in the house from Mark. Or do you mean auctions in the house? Auctions in the house from Mac. Well, lads, I'm now declaring it okay to play Christmas songs from today, since I picked up a 2-litre bottle of Coke with Santa's face on it. Christmas is officially here. I love the show. Hey. A from Jenny in Limerick. Has Santa got the truck out yet? Is he driving around in the Coca-Cola truck?
I think holidays are coming, yeah.
And does Santa own the big horses as well?
The Budweiser? He does, yeah.
So Santa's several modes of transport.
He's got it all covered.
He's got those big beer horses. He's got the Coca-Cola truck. And then for Christmas Eve itself, he's got the actual reindeer. Quick question for the start of the show. When you go to the work toilet and the hand dryers aren't working, do you dry your hands on toilet roll, your trousers or your hair from Paul on show? What? Sorry, go again.
Hair?
Sorry, hang on a second. How much hair do you have? Hang on now. If you go to the work toilet and the hand dryers aren't working,
yeah,
do you dry your hands on the toilet roll, your trousers or your hair from Paul on show? Paul, I am intrigued as to why you put hair as an option there. And are we talking about the hair in your head?
Oh.
Facial hair? Let us know. I would normally go for the toilet roll, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then that wouldn't fully dry me, and then I would pass dry on the arse of my trousers as I'm leaving in a sort of a...
Yeah. You don't want, like, motion. Completely wet paw prints, but just take the moisture off.
Yeah, it would be...
Okay.
Would you not just get some more toilet roll?
Do you know, that's a really good question, Lord. I'm glad you asked that. I've done that now. I don't want to revisit. And it's not so wet that I need more toilet roll.
It's a little bit.
It's dampness. So yeah. It's just an arse pad is sufficient.
Yeah, just like that.
There you
that's
go.
A good action.
Thank you very much. We can open, we can put it out there. We've got a busy show today. We can put it out there. 0874-100-102.
Ray Foley.
Or, you know, some places actually have towels and drying napkins. That would be amazing, wouldn't it? All right, stick around and play some Jeremy Kennedy next. Dermot Kennedy on Today FM. Playing the music you love. Hello! It's called Kiss Me. Dermot Kennedy, he was blocking up Dublin City Centre yesterday. Actually, I was walking down Grafton Street in Dublin City Centre yesterday, and there was this young fella, he couldn't have been like more than 14, 15, busking on Grafton Street, right? Of course, you know, Grafton Street is generally busy anyway, and then sort of November, Christmas time, building up crowds, 5 o'clock, rush hour, and this young fella's in the middle of the street busking, and there's a throng of people, the entire street, from wall to wall, across the street, completely thronged, you couldn't get past. And I took a look at, because I'm 6'2", I took a look over the crowd, and I looked over at this young fella, I was like, who the hell is he? I said, how come he's so popular? Why? How come he's blocking the whole place? And I give him, he clocked me, just for a second, we made eye contact, and I gave him this look of, fuck's sake. Mate, you're blocking up the whole thoroughfare. Mate!
I'm 5'7". I don't have your advantage of height. I was a little bit later than you going down the same street, Grafton Street in Dublin, and I said, it's a temporary crowd.
This is a joke.
It's not super
this
deep.
Is a joke
I'll get
shot.
Through it eventually. No, I was wedged there for 5 minutes.
Turns out it was actually Dermot Kennedy. It wasn't that young fella at all. So to that young fella that was, he was probably there busking earlier in the day anyway, and then Dermot comes along and does his bit at Bewley's on Grafton Street.
The videos of that gig look amazing.
Could you see the crowd?
Huge.
It was ridiculous. That poor kid. I mean, wouldn't you hate to have been him? It's like, what are you doing today? Loaf, what are you doing today? Oh, ma'am, I'm just going to go in and do a bit of busking on Grafton Street like I usually do of a Tuesday afternoon. Next thing, Dermot Kennedy sets up shop across the road in Bewley's. Ridiculous. Right, Junior Cert 0874 100 102. We're celebrating the moms on the Junior Cert today, particularly the moms, or indeed the dads. If you have any shout outs, 0874 100 102, get your messages into us. You can record them in as well, actually, and if you particularly want to embarrass your beloved little child, your little cherub. 0874 100 102. Louise is over there. Hey, Louise, how are you?
Hello, Ray and JP.
Hello.
I just want to celebrate my little legend, Kate in Cork, who did so amazingly well. I'm so proud of her. She had an awful couple of years and she still went in, did every exam. She's obviously not here because she would murder me.
That's exactly what I was thinking. I was thinking, and do you know what? It's so lovely and sweet to hear how proud you are, Louise. It's gorgeous. But then I'm like, there's no way Kate is beside her. Kate's going to be like, Mam George, no, Mam, you embarrass me.
And I'm so proud of her.
Ah, that's lovely.
Love,
hey.
Mom.
That's gorgeous. Cheers, Louise. Rose is over there as well. Hello, Rose.
Good afternoon, guys.
Good afternoon.
Yeah, leaving cert. Thank God. All done.
What's the accent? Is it Australian or...
Australian or English?
Or Kiwi? No. What was it? Keep going, Rose. Sorry.
All three of them did it together, so I had three leaving certs. But hey, they got 1,593 between them. So, woohoo!
Sorry, what?
What?
Three of them did.
Good afternoon, guys. Yeah, leaving cert. Thank God. All done. All three of them did it together, so I had three leaving certs. But hey, they got 1,593 between them. So, woohoo!
That's good, I suppose, isn't it? 1,593.
That's 530 points on average. It's incredible.
Yeah, it's good. There's some good numbers right there. The leaving cert was a few weeks ago, though. Rose, you're just jumping in and stealing the junior searchers' results day.
Now they can all bleep off and enjoy their lives.
That's love.
Love the show.
Hey, cheers, darling. And have I got any more of them Jerrys over there? Hey, Jero, are you?
A handy faithfully.
Hello.
Give Ash Quirk the best there. He did well in the old junior cert.
Ash did well in the junior cert. Ash Quirk, am I right?
Love the show. Hey, keep up the good work.
Cheers, brother. Any more of them, actually? Moms and dads, we'd love to hear from you. If you want to celebrate your little ones or embarrass them, whatever suits you. We're easy either way. 0874 100 102 for your texts or your WhatsApps. Tommy Bowes joining us on the show later on. We'll be talking rugby.
We'll ask him about his junior search, yeah.
Rugby, it says here. We'll talk to him in a few minutes. This is Today FM. And I'm seeing you two take me to the clouds above on Today FM, playing the music you love. And on the subject of if the hand dryer is malfunctioning in the loo, in the toilet, do you go back in, grab a little bit of toilet roll and dry it that way? Although you'll have your little bits of fluff, won't you, on your fingers? Or would you dry it? What were the other suggestions? Use the toilet roll, dry it on your trousers or your own clothes or on your hair, which is a novel idea from the texter suggestion. Thomas is over. I was saying that the double pat on the rear of the trousers, on the just a little bit there, but a little bit of, first of all, sorry, I'm very stiff with the old gym yesterday. Getting up and down is a struggle. So you dry it off initially with the toilet roll, and then if there's any little bit of dampness left, you got your double pats. Thomas is over there. Thomas, good afternoon, sir.
Come on, Foley. You give your hands a little shaky, get most of the water off, and nice. Then you stick a little flick in your hair. Style it up. Dry your hands and your hair.
Oh, yeah, I suppose. There's a little bit there you could tidy it up. I find, though, that it doesn't have that effect. It actually, if anything, it takes out the gel or the wax that I've got in there. Also, if you don't do any drying, if you just wash and then just shake, I find it's just like... there's a tsunami of water everywhere.
Ray Foley.
Like there's puddles everywhere. Where did all this water come from? I didn't realise my hands were so big. Should we get a rain weather alert? When I've tied my hands. Stick around, I'm going to play some The Weeknd next. And I love it. The Weeknd, I can't feel my face. This is Today FM, playing the music you love. How you doing? Ray's my name. There's JP.
How are you?
0874 100 102. Ray, I'd like to congratulate myself on the junior cert. I can't remember what I got as I did it in 1993, but you weren't on the radio to give me a shout out then. So congratulations to me, Pat the Painter in Limerick. Pat, that's fair enough, actually. And many congratulations and kind regards
well
to you, sir.
Well done.
Do you know what?
Great results.
Great.
Well,
we're delighted for you. A text with regard to the drying one's hands in the toilet when there's no, or when the machine, the blower, is malfunctioning.
John's been in touch, Ray. He says, Foley, surely you'll have to play your classic Wet Pants song when you're talking about trying to dry your hands.
JP read that text. Who was that, John?
Yeah, John.
John, JP read that text to me a moment ago and he has no recollection of this at all. Do you not remember this at all?
Vaguely?
I totally forgot this as well, John. Fair play, sir.
Oh, JP.
Adele.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm heading to the bar. Oh, 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 oh. But I don't get very far.
Why?
Very far. Oh. Cause it occurs to me, I really need a pee. I'll make a beeline for the gents. Oh, 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 oh. And so I have a much needed waz. I flush the toilet and go to the sink to wash off my hands. But then the tap sprays over me. My crotch is soaking. I think, oh, shite, oh, shite.
Apologies for the language.
Language.
It was of its time.
Wet pants, cause I'm soaking through. What can I do? Wet pants. And my boxers too. What will I do? Wet pants. Really ruined my day. Wet, wet, wet pants. Pants. Pants, wet pants.
Very nice. Yeah. I tell you what.
Riff Foley, the Riff Foley singers.
The classics on today. If someone told me that the world would end tonight. Girls allowed, jump for me, love.
Today.
Jump for me, love. Hey, love.
Yeah.
Jump for me there. Hi. This is today FM, playing the music you love. Hello. Riff Foley, Wednesday afternoon. I'm Ray, there's JP.
How are you doing?
Feeling nice today, feeling nice. Very excited that we've got an Irish hero. An Irish hero on Legend. The broadcast this afternoon.
Let's see, I've got some bits here. Tommy Bow will be joining us in just a few moments. I've got a... what's this? This is an Intercept try versus Australia.
Oh yeah, this is at the Aviva, yeah.
In 2014. Listen to him in action. Here we go, Tommy.
Here's Capu, but Ireland come up quickly in defence. And there's a chance for an intercept! And it's gathered by Tommy Bow!
Tommy
Bow! Well, did the Ulsterman read that?
It's a name you just have to scream.
Absolutely fantastic from Tommy Bow. Unbelievable read. Outstanding. He's done that so many times in his career.
Oh, come on. He's done it so many times in his career. He's brilliant, isn't he?
Ah,
he is. Oh, he's just brilliant. 2009, Grand Slam game versus Wales.
Oh, it gets no bigger.
And O'Gara with a little kick and there's belief there for Ireland and maybe there's something in there.
I don't want to be playing this while he's in with us.
It'd be embarrassing.
So I'm playing. I don't want him to feel all self-conscious sitting listening to it with us. So I'll play it now.
And O'Gara with a little kick and there's belief there for Ireland and maybe there's something in there. Maybe the opportunity is there. It is Tommy Bow! Magic!
Oh, it doesn't get any better than that. That was superb. The precision, the difference, the innovation, and Tommy Bow, fantastic.
What a beaut. Do you want to ring him in now?
Oh, yeah.
Come on then, well, ladies and gentlemen. Boys, I'll scream his name and see if he comes in when we call him. Tommy Bow! Tommy Bow! Is he sore? He's moving slowly. Tommy Bow, sir, how are you?
Ray Foley's my name. Nice to meet you.
Sit down over there. We've never actually met. I've got your theme music on for you. Sit down there. Okay. Put on your headphones.
Are we on?
We're live.
Oh,
we're live.
Oh, jeez. Yeah.
Right. We're just playing your best bits. How are you?
I'm great. I'm very good. Shout it again.
What?
It's been a while.
Tommy Bow!
Brings back good memories.
Yeah, we were just playing your best bits. We didn't want you to feel weird, so we said we'd play your best. We've got some more of them here.
Was 10 siblings in there as well?
Now, author Seamus O'Reilly was just 5 years old when he and his 10 siblings...
10 siblings?
...sadly lost their mum.
Oof. Do you know what? That was great crack when that happened that time, and your handling of it was second. Sorry, hang on. I'm still playing your sexy music.
Okay.
Tommy insisted.
That he rang ahead. He rang ahead.
He said, "Look at it. I'm not coming in unless you play too sexy for me." How are you?
I'm excellent. What an intro. I was just sitting out there on my phone. Yep, excellent. Thank you, Ray. Good to see you. JP, how are you?
We've never met before.
No, I know, but a lot of close friends.
We've got a lot of crossover acquaintances, yeah. And I would fill in for you occasionally on Ireland AM when you're taking a day off or when whatever.
Yeah.
How do you find... Well, how do you do it, I suppose, really? I mean, it's very early in the morning.
It is.
You don't live in Dublin, do you?
No, my alarm went at 4 o'clock this morning.
Oh, 4 o'clock.
So if I look a bit dishevelled, I've just woken from a nap.
Everyone asks the same thing. How do you do it? How do you work with her?
Yeah. Now, I think she might be listening, Mairn O'Connell. If you are, do text, because you are fab.
How do you, honestly?
Hey, you two are besties now. Listen, I'm very much in the outside of this circle. I'm just trying to get my way in.
Not at all. You give her an air of legitimacy.
I know. It's great crack. Honestly, the morning show is brilliant.
You do have a great time. I see all the clips in the morning
of, particularly of when you're messing, when you,
the naughtiness.
You really do seem to enjoy yourselves, though.
I think morning show is the one time that you kind of can get away with that. People are, well, I'm certainly giddy in the morning. We're high on coffee and, yeah, you're kind of, you're mixing some serious topics with some outrageous topics with cookery and fashion, that it just lends itself to absolutely make an idiot of yourself and just come out with a couple of clangers. So, and people like it. You know, it's a real pleasure getting welcomed into people's kitchens and living rooms very early in the morning. Yeah. It's a frantic time for everybody. I know in my house, it's a frantic time if I was ever there. and to be welcomed in and kind of give people the news and the updates and have a bit of a laugh, it is a real privilege. And it's something that I've only got to appreciate since getting into the show. And it's unbelievable. Whenever you're playing with rugby, there's a certain demographic, unless it's Six Nations, of people would watch week in, week out. But with a show like Ireland M, you don't know who. I mean, I stop off in the Apple Green or I bump into people and you get these looks and sometimes they don't like you and sometimes they think you're great.
Well, give you a hard time. No, they wouldn't.
They do. Oh, yeah. Or bring back Mark Cagney.
Are you serious?
Oh, yeah.
No way. No, you have great. You have a great chemistry. I love watching you. You're great together. Do you miss Karen, though, yeah?
Oh, yeah. Karen's great as well. She's got her other rugby player now. She's with Greg.
Oh, of course,
I'm old news now.
Yeah, you're.
She did have you for a while, too. But
yeah, we crossed over. Long. What's your favourite? Do they let you do the fashion on Ireland AM?
No, I say the wrong thing on fashion. Yeah, you see, you're meant to there and promote the fashion. I kind of try to spot, like, I mean, you come out in a bright outfit, I kind of think, well, that would be great if my wife went missing and I couldn't find her.
Right.
I mean, those sort of things. That's not really what people
That's the positive things you'd like to say about the fact. So you've good crack in the cooking, though, yeah?
Yeah, cooking. Listen, I had roast chicken with Dauphinoise potatoes and lovely carrots at 35 minutes past 8 this morning. Just what you want for your brekkie.
It's spot on, isn't
but
it?
If you've been up since 4 o'clock, it kind of did feel like lunchtime.
There's the cooking, the fashion. It's
Are you
covered.
Trying to remember what we cover in the show?
No, well, there was what was I reading yesterday? It was you having a Barney with Anton Savage.
Oh, yeah.
On sport. Well, it's kind of sport.
Oh,
on
the armbands.
On politics and sports, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was the position of the armbands in the World Cup. The captains wearing the armbands.
Yeah.
And in the end, they said they weren't going to do it because they didn't want to get the yellow cards.
Yeah.
You took their position.
In a sense, I kind of saw where the players' side of it, in the fact that, yes, they're trying to stand for something, but it's the World Cup. It is an amazing opportunity to stand up against something and a real... And actually, it was only after the show I listened back to an interview that Roy Keane talked about it. And what my thing was is that if they're going to wear their armband for the three games in the group stages, that would have meant that that's three yellow cards accumulated. That means you miss a match.
Yeah.
And I thought that then Harry Kane doesn't want to miss a match. But what actually Roy Keane said, they should have made the stand, should have worn the armband for the first match. And every eight teams or every country wore the thing. They all took the yellow card in the first match. And then after that, then it's game on.
Oh, right. So they could have done it in a calculating way so
exactly.
that they wouldn't be gone. Right.
So,
okay. Yeah.
And I think that would have made a really good stand. With the way we were talking about it with Anton, he said that they've completely bottled it. And they did bottle it. I mean, there was a really big opportunity to make a stance against a regime that they don't agree with and the world don't agree with. But I really think that sport has been. You know, football, whether they wear the armbands or not, the human rights atrocities and everything else that's going on over there has been massively highlighted all across the world. And I think that the coverage it's getting, it's going to continue right through the competition. And it's only a good thing.
If you were in that position yourself, I suppose, after I haven't seen Roy Keane's idea, you can kind of go, oh, yeah, I could do that.
Yeah, exactly.
Being a former, representing your country before on the international stage, in that position yourself, what's your own thinking on
it? I have never been a captain of a team in my life.
Right, okay, yeah.
I mean, I actually wasn't even a captain of the under-8s, like the local Gaelic football team. Never a captain even. And like even a five-a-side football match. I mean, it says a lot about my leadership. Really.
Right, okay.
So they're not trying to drive the standards. I definitely would have been like, I'm wearing the armband. Who's behind me?
No, oh, leave it. No,
but listen, I definitely think the likes of O'Driscoll, O'Connell, you know, like they're influential men. There are guys who are out there who are trying to do the right thing. And to be a captain, you very much have the team behind you. And it would have been a really good stance if they did it. But listen, whether they did or they didn't, I still think it's been highlighted worldwide. And, you know, it's only a good thing.
Ireland doing very well at the moment. Like, incredible performance rugby-wise.
I'm glad you said rugby-wise there, because we were discussing the football the other day. And
we'll leave that.
JP's got a smile on his face. What do you think of Stephen Kenny, JP?
I think he should be given a little more time.
More time?
How long has it been?
Well, they're playing... They did, at times, play a better brand of football. And who else is going to come in and do a better job? That's the thing.
I suppose there isn't a queue of people banging down the door. Exactly,
It's just when you see the Football World Cup and how amazing it is, and to think that Ireland at the minute, they're kind of just slipping down the rankings. And it does highlight the shame that the Republic of Ireland team aren't in that competition. Because like some of my greatest memories growing up were watching the Football World Cup and supporting Ireland. And it was just an amazing occasion. And when you see that Ireland are the number one ranked team, rugby team in the world. You have Rory McIlroy, the number one ranked golfer in the world. You have some of the top boxers in the world. You kind of wonder why football, we seem to be going the opposite direction. But anyway, rugby wise, great.
Did you hear today FM that Tommy Bowe went off on one of the footballers?
So that's a challenge.
I'm so exhausted.
Up to 4 o'clock this morning. I was running his mouth. I swear to God, Tommy Bowe was running his mouth.
I love talking to you with this because your eyes completely glazed over.
No, not at all. I'm always open to learning, but I'm a fool when it comes to this. I'm a fool when it comes to most things, Tommy Bowe, in fairness. When it comes to this. Will you stick around?
Of course.
Let me play a song. We've got Tommy Bowe with us. Together, please.
I'm sacked up.
My lover, 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 I'm in paradise. Oh, Tommy Bowe looking for a cup of coffee.
George,
Ezra and Paradise. This is Today FM playing the music you love, Ireland. Good afternoon. Tommy Bowe! Do you insist on being called Tommy Bowe? I mean,
it gets a bit odd.
Does it weird? Is it weird when people do it to your face?
Honestly, now that's all forgotten. I swear to God, it's all 10 brothers and sisters.
Ten siblings.
10 siblings. JP, get it right.
I've only got one brother. JP, you've got...
Three.
So you got two sisters and a brother.
Correct.
So it's not really that remarkable. You wouldn't exclaim.
No, it doesn't really
three
get
three siblings?
You.
Nah.
Doesn't have the same ring to it. But that, honestly, that's the whole Tommy Bowe, what rugby stuff is just, it's all forgotten.
There's a lot of love for you on the text. Tommy Bowe, a Monaghan legend. We love him here from Paula in Monaghan. Hello, Ray. Can you please give a shout out to Kate Duffy and Roscommon? Me and my brother waved to Tommy at the Ireland v Fiji match and he didn't see us.
Oh, Tommy.
Do you remember that, Tommy?
One of the highlights.
Sorry, Kate.
And lads, forget the rugby. Tommy's ladies' shoes make him a star for me. They're like slippers. Bought some recently in the shop. Stiletto in trim from Lisa Ward. Hey, love the show. Hey. You're in the shoe. You're in the shoe game.
I bought you in a pair of shoes. I took a gamble on it. I thought
ladies' shoes,
size 11.
What?
Size 11.
I'm 11 and a half.
Oh,
he's a good shoe guy.
And you know what? I picked up the box, walked out with them this morning at 4 o'clock this morning. Looked at them as I was walking in, size 8. So JP, they're for you.
I think they're even too big for a JP. In fairness, do you just have a wall of shoes in the hallway as you're going out the door in the morning? So that 4 o'clock.
I can pick up a few pairs on the way. Yeah, well, listen. Of course, if I'm in the warehouse, I'll always grab some, throw them in the back of the car.
They're flying though. Aren't they?
Yeah. The ladies' shoes actually are really flying, which is the main Lloyd and Price for her.
Right.
And they're like, we have, you know, white plimsoll trainers. We've got some new kind of boots and stuff as well. And they're going really well. Really well. Which I'm really delighted with.
How did you get... Well, I can understand the men's element of it. How did you get into the ladies' shoes side of it?
Well, there's an opportunity there. We just saw...
Oh, sure, I know there's an opportunity, but like... It started on the main side, wasn't it? Then you were like...
Well, I'm doing Lloyd and Price for men has been going since 2009. Yeah. And we've got into the clothing, which is going to be 10 years next year. And then the ladies' shoes as well. Like, there's a huge market, obviously, for ladies' shoes. We thought that we'd try and go into kind of trainers and kind of the boot styles, kind of like a Doc Martin style as well. We've got some sandals and there's a lot of... lady shops out there who love them. So,
yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I still have a hoodie from when you started doing the 15
kinks. I also have another jumper out there as well, so hopefully you can get into that.
It was a generously sized hoodie at the time. I was slimmer at the time, it was generously sized. Still just about fits me.
Hold on a second. How long ago was that?
That was when you launched.
That's nearly 10 years ago.
I still have it.
You still haven't gone out and bought another one?
No, just go Jesus, no.
Did you just live for freebies?
It's a testament to your standard. I only wear free clothes. I was hoping for a fresh hoodie when you're coming in today.
No wonder you and Warren O'Connell get on so well.
We're the tightest. It's unbelievable.
The tightest.
How's the knee? I know you were getting surgery.
Yeah, I had a knee surgery last week. Just a bit of a clean up. I think it was my operation number 6 on this one knee.
Jesus,
so,
dude.
I've had a couple of bad ones. So as I was coming down here and I got told you're on very quick, I had to come down slowly on the stairs. But yeah, no, it's feeling good, thank you.
A clean up, just to like a...
I had, yeah, it's just when you have a couple of surgeries, sometimes there's a few little floating bits kind of break off, ligaments or whatever. I, to be honest with you, I don't really know, but I just knew it didn't feel right.
Told,
to
yeah.
Need to get
okay.
it cleaned. Yeah. Great. I have a 5-year-old and a 2-year-old and a right. lovely wife who looks after them.
Right. love, my knee is banjaxed, so I can't.
It was a disaster last week, you know, because my poor wife had to put up with me a whole rugby career with an ice machine and walking around the house with crutches, and she thought those days were gone. And all of a sudden last week, came back, into yeah. surgery, back up, the leg up, asking her for ice and my dinner. And turns out that my daughter had an infection. My son got an ear infection and I couldn't help at all. So, yeah, it wasn't very popular last week.
I've got my crutches and I'm getting in the car at 4 o'clock in the morning. So I'll see you tonight.
No, they're grand now. I can drive because I couldn't drive last week either.
Jesus, man.
And it was a disaster. But it's one of those things you just have to get. Like, when you retire from rugby, like, I try to stay fit. I'm trying to keep active, whatever else as well. But just those injuries kind of... they just linger, unfortunately. Yeah. So it's only got.
I know. I look, Tommy. I know all about it.
Ah, sure.
I know they just linger. JP, they just linger. I'm just trying to
do the hang around.
I'm trying to keep fit, but I'm not.
Us elite athletes, we're all singing up the same hymns.
No, we're not very. Yeah. We're not. You know, we know exactly what you're talking about. Tommy, it's been a pleasure to finally meet you, sir.
Hey, you too. Thank
Man,
you
thanks for
coming.
Thanks for hobbling in, and it's been.
You're very good.
It's
you're
been
very
a good. Tommy, ladies and gentlemen, Tommy. Guys, over €70,000 for grabs on the Today FM cash machine. We're making that call in a couple of minutes, and Lewis Capaldi will play him next right here. Lewis Capaldi and Forget Me. This is Today FM. We play the music you love. Good afternoon. Ray Foley on for a Wednesday. There's JP as well.
How are you
so
doing?
So much love for Tommy Bowe. It's ridiculous. Get over him.
He's the full package, isn't he?
He's just a huge man.
Successful businessman.
He's just a man.
Sporting legend.
He's just a human like all the rest of
and
us.
And a good looking human.
He's just a very much better looking human than all the rest. Talented, successful and better looking human than all the rest of us. I tell you what, Tommy Bowe, time will come for you too. So much I wanted to ask him about. I wanted to ask, because he's saying he's trying to keep fit. I wanted to ask him what he does on a daily basis now. I also wanted to ask him a bit about rugby, because, you know, when you've got an Irish rugby legend in the studio, you need to ask him at least one question about rugby. Didn't get to any of that. Instead, spend most of the time slagging off Moran O'Connell. Actually, on that subject, we've now had Alan Hughes, presenter of Ireland AM, on the show.
Yeah.
We've had Tommy Bowe, presenter of Ireland AM, on the show.
Yeah.
Moran. It's just a matter of time.
You're next.
You need to get over it and get your ass back in here. My hubby was at a Munster match and bumped into Tommy. Our daughter Sarah was getting married in a few weeks after that, since Tommy sent her a special message to her on her dad's phone. Sarah was so chuffed because she's been in love with Tommy since she was young. Hang on, she was getting married and she got a video from the man she actually loves, not her husband. I was in Dublin a few weeks ago and the bouncer mistook my boyfriend for Tommy Bowe from Deborah. Deborah, photos, pics, please.
Well done, Deborah. You've
Deborah,
done well.
Pics or it didn't happen. Send it in on WhatsApp. I want to see your boyfriend. Love Tommy and Ireland AM. He's so funny. Love the show. Hey. From Linda. And speaking of Tommy and siblings, my ma is the oldest of 13. Wow. Now that's a bit much. No TV in those days from Lorraine. Lorraine, I get it.
Oh, my.
Pogues and Kirsty MacColl, Fairy Tale in New York, on Today FM. Yeah, we're finally rolling out the Christmas songs on air. And if you like back-to-back Christmas hits, Today FM presents Go Loud Christmas Hits. Download the Today FM app. And up at the top of that, if you scroll around the radio stations, by the way, the only stations you should be on are Today FM and or Go Loud Christmas Hits. And that's, you're only allowed on the Christmas Hits if you like the Christmas songs back-to-back. There's only so much of that you can take, by the way. Click on Go Loud Christmas Hits if you want your back-to-back Christmas songs. And you can pipe that through, like, your work or whatever. If everyone's in the mood, they all want the Christmas songs. Go for it. Well, I demand, and then back to the FM after that, you hear me? That's the Today FM app and tap on Go Loud Christmas Hits. Scroll over, have a listen. And speaking of Christmas, actually, it's that time of year with Today FM's camper van of Christmas joy. Dermot and Dave out on the road, live in the van from a different town every day. For full details, todayfm.com/campervan. The camper van of Christmas joy, only on Today FM. With thanks to Tesco, standing up for joy this Christmas. Now, we've got this issue with the cash machine, which is just nuts. We've been rolling over since...
Have people gone off the idea of winning money, Ray? Is that what it is? People don't like money anymore.
All of a sudden, people just don't like money.
Right.
It was three rollovers in a row. So since 5pm on last Thursday. So if you've texted since 5pm last Thursday, you're still in. And it's going to be... It has to be... Like, there's no way it's going to stay under 82. We don't know what the total is. There will be a new one on The Last Word. After 4:30 with Matt Cooper, right here this afternoon. Stick around for that. Matt will have a new total for you. And you're going to want to hear it because it's most likely going to be our biggest yet. If it breaks 82, jeez, imagine making that phone call tomorrow afternoon for nearly 100, like it could be up around 100 grand at the rate it's going. Unbelievable. Who's that on the... No, I don't have a name on this one, sorry.
Is it Annette?
I don't know. Doesn't say it there.
Ray and gang, I know what the problem is.
What is it, Annette?
Parent-teacher meetings are happening length and breadth of the country.
Oh.
And I'm telling you, phones are being turned off and people are in meeting teachers and teachers are meeting parents and nobody wants to leave their phone on.
You're right.
That is the problem.
That's exactly what the problem is. Actually, my kids had their parent-teacher meeting yesterday.
Oh, did it go well?
It wasn't good. I blame the parents, though.
Ray Foley.
I mean, sure, I'm one of them. There's no two ways about it. It's got to be the parents' fault. Hey, stick around. We'll play some Dua Lipa in a couple of minutes right here. Dua Lipa does start now. This is Today FM. Hey, the music you love. Good afternoon. Yeah, someone's not very happy. They missed the call for a €70,000 Today FM cash machine earlier on. Another rollover, which means from 70, if we... I can't even guess, but we could be doing massive numbers and another rollover on the cash machine later on. Turn on Matt Cooper from 4:30 later on today. Annette suggested that everyone's in parent-teacher meetings and they're missing the calls. Alan was on. Alan!
That's a tough old parent-teacher meeting.
Yeah,
look, Johnny's spelling is terrible. He's got a reading age of 2.5. And he's after costing you over 80 grand.
Yeah. Ray Foley.
Not ideal, is it? They disown the child. Right, stick around. We've got Aer Lingus flights to give away. And Bruno Mars next.
Today FM.
Showless.
Air Today FM.
Bruno Mars and 24 Karat Magic. This is Today FM playing the music you love. Junior cert results day today.
Oh, Lord, she's so bad.
Shelley's over there, 0874-100-102. Shelley?
Hey, Ray. Incredibly proud of my niece, Catherine O'Donoghue, who is from Monaghan, who did exceptionally well in her junior cert results today.
Oh.
Love the show. Hey. Thanks, Shelley and Monaghan.
Hey, cheers, Shelley. Dennis is all... Oh, hang on. Yeah, do I have Amy as well? Sorry, Amy's there. Sorry, mate. Hello, Amy.
Hi, Ray and JP.
Hello.
Would you say hello to my beautiful daughter, Abby Brown? Say well done to her for doing great in her exams.
Was it Abby?
I think it was Abby, yeah.
Abby, lots of love. Congrats.
So proud of her. Thanks.
So proud of you, Abby. Well done, Abby. Missus. Well done. And Dennis is over there as well. Dennis?
Don't mind that old junior sort, Ray.
Why?
Big shout out to Caitlin Hanley and her conferring ceremony tomorrow.
Is it Caitlin, he said, or Caitlin?
Caitlin, I think.
Conferring ceremony tomorrow.
Big shout out to Caitlin Hanley and her conferring ceremony tomorrow as a chartered tax advisor.
Nice.
Officially, she can show me how to screw the tax man. Woohoo! Love the show.
Hey, cheers, brother. Well, at least that degree is good for something. All right, the Aer Lingus Black Friday sale is now on to next Tuesday, the 29th of November. AerLingus.com, amazing American and European destinations. And to celebrate, we've got a European trip for two to give away right now. Where am I ringing? Can you tell me?
This is Longford, I believe. Yeah, that is definitely Longford. Longford, yeah.
Definitely.
It should be Mel.
Mel?
Yeah.
Is Mel a man or a woman?
No telling. I don't know.
Hello? Hello? Hello?
Hello, hello.
Hello, hello. Mel, are you a man or a woman?
I am a man, I think.
Are you, and you are, this is Mel?
This is Mel, yes.
All right, and you are a man. When was the last time you checked? Can we get a check on Mel?
Nervous laughter there from Mel.
Nervous laughter. Nervous laughter. Yeah.
No.
You're not.
He's not 100%.
There's no answer.
He's not 100%. How are you, sir?
I'm good. And you?
Merely surviving. What are you up to today?
I'm just on my way home from work.
What do you work at?
I work in Intel.
Oh, in Intel?
In Intel.
Like, bang, 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 bang? Or in counter-intelligence, like, are you a spy?
I could be both.
He could be both.
Could be both.
He's a spy. Yeah. He's a technological spy.
Spy in Intel.
Embedded in the Intel operations. Ding, 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 ding. When you swipe your key fob to get into the building, does it go bong, jung, 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 when you get in the door?
That's it, yes.
That's it. All right. I'm sure you've heard it a million times before, Mel. Do you want to give a shout out to the family or any loved ones today?
Just Patricia home and Chloe at school and me kids away in college and that. All good.
Who's in college?
Ben and Kim.
All right.
Ben is in Sligo and Kim is in Donegal.
Okay. And we've got a trip for two. Now make sure you use it, Mel. I don't want any of the kids using it or using a trip away, okay? If you win this.
Okay.
All right, love. Here's how it's going to work. I'm going to give you a list of luggage, bits and bobs in your luggage for your trip, okay?
Okay.
There's eight things on the list. I'll give you the eight things and then I'll give you 30 seconds to give me all, Mel, eight of the things back. If you give me all of them, you win the trip away. If you don't give me all of them, I win the trip away.
Right.
Okay. Does that sound fair?
That sounds fairly fair, yeah.
All right. I'm going to give you eight things now. Are you ready? And then right away, your 30 seconds will start. You've got 30 seconds to give me all of them back, right?
Okay.
Let's rock and roll. Your eight items, Mel. For your trip to Europe with Aer Lingus.com and their Aer Lingus Black Friday sale to next Tuesday are... underwear, shampoo, wash bag, earphones, phone charger, tourist guidebook, deodorant and aftersun.
Go! Underwear, aftershave, aftersun.
Yep.
Oh, Jesus.
You spray it under your arms to smell nice.
Deodorant.
What do you put it all in? All of your deodorants and your bits and bobs?
Carrier bag.
The bag, the wash bag, yeah. What do you put in your ears when you're listening to music?
Earplugs.
Yeah, and what do you want now? What are you ringing me on now?
Phone charger.
For the phone.
Wash your hair with what?
Shampoo.
Oh, that's seven.
So close.
We got underwear, shampoo, wash bag, earphones, phone charger, deodorant, and aftersun. And you missed out on it's an item you carry around with you. I suppose a lot of us would use Google Maps now, but in this case,
tour guide.
The guidebook is right.
He's got it.
Just in time.
He pipped us. Yeah.
Deadly.
Well done, sir. A trip for two to a top European destination for you.
Yeah.
Two nights accommodation in a centrally located 4-star hotel. All with thanks to AerLingus.com and the Black Friday sale. Well done, Mel.
Good stuff. Thank you.
Cheers, Mel.
Andre.
Yes.
Love the show.
Hey. Cheers, brother. Thanks so much for taking our call and enjoy the trip. All right. Mel from Intel. Dong. Jung, 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 jung.
He did well.
This is
I'm about to have a panic attack. I did the work. It didn't work.
I didn't mean to do that. I'm going to be playing the Scissor Sisters in just a couple of moments right here on Today FM. We play the music you love, a very messy operation, as we said.
And we were so close to the finish line.
I know,
It's going well.
Lizzo, am I ready? Today FM, playing the music you love. How are you? I was talking about flying to Budapest. Do you mind flying to Budapest on the Aer Lingus?
I've been to Budapest.
Check the Aer Lingus website and see if you can get a deal to Budapest on there on the Black Friday sale to next Tuesday. You've been to Budapest? I've also been to Budapest.
I've been to Budapest,
yeah. There's two parts to Budapest on each side of the River Danube.
Oh, yeah.
There's Buda on one side.
Right.
And there's Pest on the other.
There you go.
Who's that over there? Someone from Budapest, is it?
Dia.
Is it Hungarian?
Who is it?
Dia.
Dia? Do I what? Do Do I listen to the voice notes? Not all of them. I usually have you to do that for me.
As a Hungarian, it's really nice to hear you pronouncing it the right way.
Thank you.
Budapest.
Budapest.
Hey, Ray.
What?
Love the show.
Hey. Cheers, dear. Calm down, dear.
It's a lovely city, isn't it?
It's a bit.
It
they've really got a lovely is. Zoo. And the bats are gorgeous as well. I recommend. What else did I need to mention very quickly? Is it Matt Cooper's toy shows today?
Sure is, yeah.
Is he going to be wearing a Christmas-themed jumper?
Yeah, he's going to do a song and dance number surrounded by a bunch of kids, right?
Big song and dance intro number. Yeah. Christmas-themed jumper. And he's going to be wearing Converse jeans. Or Converse shoes.
Just to show that he's cool.
Yeah. Who's reviewing gadgets on the Matt Cooper's toy show today?
Dermot and Dave are involved.
So is Matt going to get down on his hunkers to talk to them?
In a patronising way, yeah.
So what would you give it? So what would you give it out of 10? Matt's toy show's on after 4:30 right here on Today FM. Sisters and I Don't Feel Like Dancing. This is Today FM, playing the music you love. And there's so much we didn't get to do on the show today. So much planned, so much we didn't get to do. One of the things we didn't get to do on the show today was give away 70,000 euro on the Today FM cash machine. Matt Cooper will have a new total for you later on this evening, right here on this radio station. And it could be the highest we've ever gone on the cash machine. Stick around, he'll give you a new total. Fingers crossed we get to give that away tomorrow. Also, we didn't get to do I Saw Tommy Kissing Santa Claus.
Tommy kissing Santa. Okay.
I saw Tommy kissing Santa. Where Tommy Bo comes in and covers the classic Christmas song I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus. And we didn't get to do Tommy Bo Selecta, where the nation's sweetheart Tommy Bo tells us about his new TV show, where he does impressions of Craig David, Mel B and many more.
That's
in
great.
Tommy Bo Selecta. Maybe we'll get to do that. Fingers crossed we get to that tomorrow. We're on from 2 p.m. Stand by. The last word is on the way next.
When you find the right home, you want nothing to get in your